This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state Senate's assistant majority leader was hospitalized this week after an accident while riding her bike to the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Family and friends of Democratic Senator Faith Winter say the accident occurred when she hit a curb while trying to avoid being hit by a truck. In a statement on social media, loved ones said Winter was wearing a helmet, but still needed surgery to remove pressure on her brain. They said she's now resting and has a good prognosis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Two of Colorado's members of Congress, Republican Doug Lamborn and Democrat Yadira Caraveo, are asking the Department of Health and Human Services to do more to address West Nile virus. It has been a serious season for West Nile in Colorado. A lot of rain means more mosquitoes to transmit the virus. 18 Coloradans have died of West Nile so far this year, and 220 had to go to the hospital. In Grand Junction, some residents are upset over the closure of a city park that's popular with unhoused residents. Caleb Wilkins spoke at a city council meeting Wednesday about the closure of Whitman Park.
I love this place. I've been housed here. I've been unhoused here. And I got grease on my hands. I'm not lazy, but I couldn't have gotten back on my feet without access to a restroom.
The city says the park was closed for a future improvement project. The busiest airport on the western slope has expanded its terminal by 25,000 square feet. Montrose Regional Airport now has bigger baggage claim and waiting areas, more paved parking, and a new bar area and fireplace. Last year, the airport accommodated more than 460,000 passengers, more than any other airport in western Colorado. Montrose, Grand Junction have a sunny day, breezy through the afternoon, and highs around 80. 80s along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.